Sarah Solansky, the ministry's director of overseas marketing, said that the contestant's social media activity contributed to the decision to host the contest in Israel. "We want all the candidates to travel in Israel and to be shooting photos of them traveling and meeting the people and the sights of Israel," the Times of Israel quoted Solansky as saying, posting on social media and posting stories to their social networks. Mego Messine, director of communications for the Miss Universe organization, told the paper that Israel's handling of the pandemic was one of the reasons it was selected as a host country. "One of the things that stood out to us was how Israel handled COVID, making us confident that we could have a live event safely there," Messine said. Israel took the most aggressive approach in the world with the emergence of the Omicron strain, immediately closing its borders 2 weeks before the Miss Universe contest. While the Miss Universe contestants and their limited entourages were issued exemptions, the new rules meant tourists could not enter Israel for the event. Still, according to Solansky, they were in it for the long haul, and the chance to showcase the country at an event of such magnitude would pay dividends for years to come. "In principle, we didn't look at it as an event that a lot of people will arrive to Israel," said Solansky. "We looked at it as an event that people will see Israel. It's good PR, it's a positive image for Israel. This is where we put our money, PR, good image and help supporting the city to build itself for the future," said Solansky. "In marketing, you're not doing things for this moment, you're looking for the long term. And we know that to change the image of Israel, it's not something you can do in one day." Attempts by the anti-Israel boycott, divestment and sanctions movement to bully contestants into boycotting the event ultimately failed. Lalila Mswain defied both homegrown BDS activists and the South African government by taking part in the pageant, and coming in third place. Turkey's contestant, 22-year-old Sunrenes Turan, also defied the haters by her participation. "I didn't think for a second that I would boycott Israel, I'm not thinking about that," she said. "I'm very happy to be here, the Israeli people are so kind and so amazing."